Don and Mike,
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Uh-huh. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series talented. Called Saving Grace. Talented. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Those are nice shoes Buzz has on, but I'd hate to be in them.
Buzz! It's all about the buzz.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
A stranger in the black sedan.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, let's get it from Buzz Gurdley. Yeah, I should have really changed the screensaver. I just realized that.
Why is that? You still...
Packers 2007
playoffs.
Oh,
dear.
Who wants it more? Really, that's what it says.
I'll change it tomorrow. I'll put up Wes Welker.
Who's that?
Well, that's the guy for the Patriots.
Les Welkert?
Wes Welker.
Wes Welker?
He's the wide receiver for the Patriots.
Ah, Wes Welker.
I'll have a nice treat for you when you come in tomorrow. It won't be that.
Just put that picture of you wearing your wig back.
I got tired of looking at that. I want to find a better picture.
I like that one.
I think you look good with that wig.
Hey,
Matt,
you know what?
You know, your head is very wig-friendly right now.
Yeah. Why don't we just do this? Why don't you just surprise me and put a picture up of the person that you think has been the most influential in history? And I wonder whose picture it'll be.
It's his birthday or just around the corner.
And I wonder if he's going to have
April 20th.
Will he have a mustache? That's right, because it's always on 420 then.
Yeah, 420.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any pictures of him on the internet or not.
He'll be up all night.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm well. Heath Ledger, not so much. He was 28 years old. He was found in in his bed in his apartment in Soho in New York today. Found by a housekeeper who was letting in a massage therapist. Pills were found strewn throughout the apartment and an empty pill bottle at his side. He was in Brokeback Mountain, and he is the Joker in the upcoming Batman movie, The Dark Knight, which is now in post-production, so his filming was, in fact, complete on
what
that.
What kind of massage therapist?
We don't know yet.
Oh, all right.
I mean, I would guess standard.
All right.
Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
Actor Fred Thompson.
Shock jock humor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Ledger. What it is. That's right. Fred Thompson pulled out of the presidential race, as you mentioned. He said today he hoped that he had helped the party and his country by at least trying.
Well, I think this is terribly exciting, Ross. That's the only impression I've done of Fred Thompson.
Are you going to a do tonight, Fred?
Going to a charity do. We decided to pull out of the race because I didn't care.
Yeah.
I just didn't care.
I got that.
Back to law and order for me.
Uh-huh.
I was lazy, didn't pay attention to the facts, the troubles that the country was going through. I thought that what I would do is stay in the race as long as possible and perhaps just get by on my good looks and tall stature.
You can go back to Law and Order, right?
I'm going to go back to Law and Order. We're going to have a good time doing that. But I'm very, very happy that two or three people in each state voted for me, Ross.
Dinner at the Palm tonight?
Dinner at the Palm, then another charity do.
You may be sitting on your hands for a while, what with the writer's strike.
I'll be going back to my sister Emma's house, Emma Thompson.
I can't tell you how pleased I am that you thought to call me with this news.
Yeah, would it be too piggy if I let my wife have the PR for dessert?
It's Barbarians at the Gate, everybody.
That's the only thing we talk about, Fred
Go
Thompson.
See that movie.
It's an HBO made-for-TV movie that you can buy on DVD. We recommend it.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
Yes,
it is.
Yes,
indeed. The next effect of the writer's strike will be the drying up of soap operas. The daytime dramas are starting to run out of scripts that were written before the strike.
Oh, no, my story.
That's right.
My stories.
With this development and more producers cutting their own deals with the union, can the end of the strike be far behind?
La Lucci's selling exercise equipment. Have you seen that? She's got an infomercial. La Lucci.
Mm-hmm.
God, what a piece of ass.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me.
Well, Ross has agreed to let Shearson Lehman raise all the money he needs for the buyout.
Oh, Ross, that is so super.
It just seems right. You guys are like family.
Did you call Peter?
I will call into him now.
Can he do it in 3 weeks? I'd love to spring this at the next board meeting.
Don't see why not.
Ross, could I pitch my firm to handle the PR for you, or am I being too piggy?
I was saving that for dessert.
As he butters his roll.
Yeah, butter my roll. So long to my good friend, Fred.
And then Henry Kravitz is shooting skeet.
Yeah, we're happy to have KKR on board. Find that movie. Worth it.
Robinson's residence.
Jim, is this a bad time?
Just dressing.
No, just dressing. Going to a charity do. What's happened?
Rats.
Are you serious? That is one tremendous step, Ross. Really tremendous.
What BS?
But tomorrow's fine. Absolutely. Oh, come ahead.
Come ahead.
Now, we'll be in Connecticut the whole weekend.
Of course you will.
This is terribly exciting.
I can't tell you.
I can't tell you how pleased I am that you thought to call me first.
Rarely do I say this, but read the book.
Yes.
Oh, really?
The book, Barbarians at the Gate, mm-hmm. which is about RJR Nabisco mm-hmm. and the takeover of the company that makes both cigarettes and
Philip Morris.
And cookies, right? Cigarettes right. and cookies. Mm-hmm. Fascinating book. An even better TV movie, but a really good book.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Cold
Of course, the three books I recommend are Barbarians at the Gate,
uh-huh.
Favre by Bonita Favre,
uh-huh.
and, of course, The Modern Bible.
That's right.
Old or New Testament?
LeBron James Testament.
Oh, very good.
King LeBron James Testament.
Very good.
Now that cold medicines are verboten for young children, what's a parent to do at the height of cold season? Hey, hit them with ocean spray. Not the cranberries, the salt water. A new study in Europe found that a nasal spray with the same chemical makeup as Atlantic Ocean water worked better than over-the-counter cold medicines at relieving cold symptoms.
Well, as you give them that neti pot mm-hmm. thing that you turned us all
that's
on
what
to,
this
that
is
would
about.
Be works. Tremendously easy to market, I think.
I would think.
We'll be able to make a fortune on it, Ross.
I'm not buying it. I'm still giving the kids NyQuil every night, whether they're sick or not.
Ibuprofen, NyQuil.
Yes, and aspirin, yep. and Tylenol.
This is not on target with what you're talking about, but over the weekend I read, is it down in New Orleans where they've just found the fourth body of some deranged father threw his four children off an 80-foot bridge.
I heard about that.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
No, that's not funny. I thought you were going to say something funny, Ross.
No, I swear to God, Mike's looking at me like, what's the punchline here? And,
you caught me by tremendous surprise. I can't tell you how pleased I am you told us first.
Hasn't the Crescent City been through enough, Don?
I mean, that mm-hmm. he was talking about disciplining kids.
Yeah, now, not a good way. I'd say just a tender spanking.
Not how we do it in my house.
Seriously, I don't know how the older kids are. I don't know dick about the story, but I'm just imagining. I'm not being flip here.
No, I know. It's a true story.
But, I mean, after you throw the first one off an 80-foot bridge, doesn't the second one, like, say, hey, or run away?
Yeah.
Do you throw all four at the same time?
No, you never know.
You have to throw one at a time.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
A new study in Europe.
That's why I shouldn't read newspapers.
Yeah.
I really shouldn't.
Yeah, probably not.
I really shouldn't.
It's not on your list.
We'll keep them away from you, Ross. We'll make sure that Rob reads them first.
I'm so pleased you thought of me.
This is wonderful, terribly exciting news. I can't tell you how pleased I am that you thought to tell me first.
You can only read the Purple USA Today.
That's right.
And only after I've looked at it before.
That would be the life section.
Cut out the bad part. Right. The study also found that kids between the ages of 6 and 10 who used this seawater spray regularly missed fewer school days.
Seawater.
Somebody give me a C.
Uh-huh. They now plan to try it on children as young as 2. There hasn't been a lot of scientific study as to how or why a saline nasal rinse works. But it seems to work, in fact, very well.
My Superman outfit is covered with seawater spray.
That's not seawater.
Oh.
The world stock market.
Sure it is.
Took a look at President...
His wife was sitting on his lap earlier.
Oh.
Look at that stain.
Please.
The stock markets around the
Something
world...
Something smells like seawater.
Oh, no, that's Mike Shart.
I mean seawater, not uh-huh. S-E-A.
Uh-huh.
I mean sea.
Seawater.
Water.
Seawater.
Used.
It's really not water.
Used seawater.
What? It's a type of fluid.
It is. I mean, we call it water.
Is it a discharge?
For lack of a better word, let's call it water.
Not only is it exciting, but it can clear up a cold.
Now, what if you use that?
That explains a lot.
What if you took a neti pot mm-hmm. and when a woman's water broke, you use that water and you put that through your sinus canal?
I wouldn't necessarily be excited about the substance, but I'd be excited about the dispenser, Ross.
Markets around the world took a look at President Bush's...
You do like my cousin Ron.
Yes.
Use a straw.
You
tape them together.
That's right. Put the big funnel right between her legs.
Mm-hmm.
And you would run the straws all the way.
That's not necessary. I can get my nose in there.
Thank you
The world stock markets took a look at President Bush's $140 billion economic stimulus plan and immediately went back to what they were doing.
The only thing I can tell you is that when I speak, I'm very conscious about the audiences that are listening to my words.
Right on.
The purpose of the plan was to ease the world's fears, including our own, that the U.S. is entering a recession. The Tokyo market responded by taking its biggest two-day plunge in 17 years. Analysts have taken to referring to yesterday as Black Monday, an interesting choice of words. The vote of no confidence
this is Robert the Mailman.
In the U.S. economy had nearly reached panic proportions by the time the markets opened in Germany. Around the world, these are the worst trading days since 9/11, the last time you lost a bunch of money on your 401k and other investments. And while pessimism's the order of the day, maybe this helped. The Fed today cut interest rates by 0.75%, and the market that started over 400 points down this morning closed down today at just 128. Not as bad as we were expecting.
Well, but then again, I just spent the weekend in Ocean City, Maryland, which is a small town,
right?
Definitely not recession-proof.
Right.
And it's funny when you go from Washington, D.C., watch TV, listen to radio, read the newspapers, go there, read the newspaper, watch TV, mm-hmm. and you see ads where they have places like Aaron's, and they're not, you know, rent-to-own places.
Right.
It's rent by the week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, do you need a dining room table for a week? Mm-hmm. Come on in. You know, do you need a TV for one day? Do you need a bed for a week?
Yeah, and when you see the pundits talking about this, you don't know where to turn. I mean it's so confusing.
You hear that, you read that, and you think,
you've been reading the paper again.
That's not me.
That's not you.
No, but you look at that and you think, how could this be? We're the richest goddamn nation in the country. Mm-hmm. We waste so much money on so much crap, yet there are people that are living paycheck to paycheck, and they got to rent a table by the week.
And
now,
worse.
Now, listen, when I was climbing up the ladder, I went to Aaron's rent and furniture mm-hmm. stuff because that's what I had to do. At least I had, looking back now, I had the good luck to only have to rent month to month.
Right.
I mean, I could imagine getting a family and saying, okay, here's the deal. We got this table to eat at for the week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Eat a lot.
It's really bad.
All I
just want
to
say, it's not so bad that I did anything about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. As always, all I did was flap my gums and then get into my SUV and drive.
What's scary when you watch these guys, as I did this morning, and you see them predicting what's going to happen, speculating on what's going to happen, and at the same time, you see their eyes darting up to the financial information
right.
because nobody knows for sure exactly right. mm-hmm. when this thing's going to get worse or when it's going to get better. Nobody really knows.
What, Robbie?
I was going to say, if you're in the market for a table, just remember, if you rent it, you're throwing money away. Put the money down.
Okay, stop
make
it.
Payments
you
on a table
you know,
to own.
Would you stop it with your Uncle Phil and the...
Yeah, Phil Stalcup.
And the furniture
Johnny
business.
Retail.
He'll rent under the table.
He sure will. He'll be under the table.
Anyway, in the richest goddamn country in the world, mm-hmm. really, and there are plenty more people that are richer than us, I'll say to them, how come you people don't get off your asses and do something to help the people that have to rent the table? Don't look at me. I'm doing the best I can to hold my life together by a shoestring, but I'm talking about some of you rich MFers out there. You really rich MFers.
Guilty, Rich.
People that own two tables.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
That's right.
Why don't they do something, Buzz, huh?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
What about Billy Gates?
He could help. He does a lot, actually, I think. He
Not enough.
That's true.
He Besides those great ads.
Well, he could do something by cutting maybe 20% of his salary. I'm sorry. It's a bad joke. This
is
a brutal,
a
brutal
joke.
Layout.
Americans seem to be less nervous about having a black man in the White House than they are about having a woman there.
This is Robert the Mailman.
A Martin Luther King Day poll for
I guess they didn't ask Rob.
Poll for CNN shows that 72% of whites and 61% of blacks believe the country is ready for a black president. Only 63% of both blacks and whites believe the country's ready for a female president. And the numbers are the same, by the way, among women as they are among men. So the wife of the man once referred to as our first black president isn't doing as well as she had. Black voters may not be responding well to what appear to be attacks on Obama from the Clinton camp, and because they now believe Obama actually has a chance of being elected. It didn't help that Bill Clinton had a dream when he nodded off for a bit during a King Day event yesterday.
I was having a wonderful time. I was taken out of the church temporarily, and I was... I was with a very lovely young woman.
How about when you were checking your watch as well?
I was very tired. Time to go. Time to go. This is a 3-hour service.
Who did I see on TV over the weekend? Vernon Jordan?
Oh, he's
Mm-hmm. I love this guy.
Clinton's buddy. Bill yeah. Clinton's buddy.
Yeah, I like it when this guy speaks because he always says something stupid like this. He looks right in the camera and he says, no offense to Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton is blacker than you'll ever be.
Yeah. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not paraphrasing. He's looking into the camera and he's saying that.
I'm not sure that's helping.
Unquestionably. Indubitably. Finally.
Chuck Norris.
Rob, excuse me, Buzz. Yeah. Bulletin and Rob Spiewak writes, vote for Flip Wilson. Ignore Caroline Ray.
Caroline Ray.
Caroline Ray. Is that the fat lady from the Biggest Loser?
Yeah, no one's ready for a woman president, Don.
I'm voting for Charlie Wilson, but I don't want to start a war.
Chuck Norris and John McClane. Grumpy old men when we continue.
Oh, good.
Thank God Charlie Wilson War was not nominated.
I know.
Except for Philip Seymour Hoffman, who really deserved it.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, if he's on the screen, I'm watching.
Can I tell you something else, please?
Daniel Day-Lewis? Oh, my God. What a scary man.
Absolutely. And his tribute to women everywhere. There will be blood.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, here goes nothing.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
I did you a favor. You do me a favor. Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
Don't just look at it. Eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Once again, here is Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
The Republican presidential race turned ugly yesterday with 67-year-old action star Chuck Norris hinting that John McCain might be too old to be president.
I just found out about 10 days ago that I must live with like 300 or 400 yards from...
Excuse me, that's Clooney. Sorry. Here is Chuck Norris.
Yeah, look at our presidents. Look at George W. Look how he's aged in those 7 years. Look at Bill Clinton, how he aged in those 8 years in office. So, you know, these presidents average 3 to 1 in age. And so the thing is, with John, I just don't think he would have the stamina to put up with it.
He's mentally retarded.
Yeah, that's great. Bring that mallet head on the campaign trail a little bit
He's
more.
He's behind Huckabee in every single shot that I see.
Isn't that amazing? Are they thinking that Chuck Norris has that much clout?
The Chuckinator, yes.
The Chuckinator.
67-year-old action star Chuck Norris.
Right.
Congratulations, though, to Eddie Murphy for setting a new record for the most Razzie nominations in a single year. The nominations were announced today for the worst movies of 2006, and Murphy's Norbit received 8. 5 just for Eddie. And even with that, it may not be enough to beat Lindsay Lohan's I Know Who Killed Me as the worst picture of the year. That got 9 nominations.
Scream real loud if you like Stinky Poon.
What about 27 Dresses?
It's not listed here. Right. It didn't get nominated.
Not eligible.
Next year, maybe.
That was not funny.
Sorry, Terry.
A boy can dream. It was Eddie who got Worst Picture, Worst Actor, and Worst Supporting Actor nominations, to name 3. Other Worst Actor nominations went to Nick Cage, Jim Carrey, Cuba Gooding, and Adam Sandler.
That is so true, Dick.
Among women, it was Lohan, Jessica Alba, Alicia Cuthbert, and Diane Keaton. Other nominated movies include Daddy Day Camp and I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Jessica Alba basically has to make one movie. She's made one movie, Into the Blue, that I watch every time it's on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can watch that movie again and again and
Pleasant,
again.
Pleasant, isn't it?
Yeah, three. She goes swimming and the camera's right behind her.
Have you heard about the follow-up?
Which one?
Into the Pink?
Yeah, it's a stinky joke.
Watch for that.
And the one that stars you, Mike,
yeah.
Into the Brown.
Into the Brown. Into the Brown at the Lodge.
And for Buzz, into the Clear.
Into the Cream or the Clear?
Into the Milky Clear. Into the Milky Clear.
from our Twisted Logic department today, in Louisville, Kentucky, a sister of one of 3 people killed in a drunk driving accident Friday says it, quote, really isn't a shock to any of us. Her 21-year-old brother idolized Dale Earnhardt Sr., and he loved to race his car. Loved
racing. Quot not.
Unfortunately, the young man also liked to drink. Funeral arrangements for these 3 people, including him, are underway.
That is so true, Dick.
Quot not.
God needed a drinker.
But quoting his sister, they died doing what they loved to do. They were drinking, they were going fast, and they were together. It gives me comfort to know these things.
Get her done.
I really got to stop it. Drinking and driving.
Yes. See, I hope this because was a lesson for
it. I see this all the time. Apparently, a lot of people do it and get in trouble, and bad things happen.
You got to stop it, Rob.
So far, I've been lucky.
Please stop.
I don't know.
Don't do this. Why are you doing this?
Let's see.
Please.
Maybe next week. Mm-hmm. I've got a big weekend plan.
When a clueless grandmother pulls into a McDonald's drive-thru, what...
Yeah, I see fish.
There she is. What could possibly go wrong? Well, just about everything. 75-year-old Jean Marola, a grandmother of eight, pulled into a drive-thru in Clearwater, Florida, just outside Tampa.
I like rape.
And she was thinking about her health.
She is boxed.
Wow.
Jean ordered her coffee without caffeine, thinking about her health, and her French fries without salt. Never do this at a drive-thru. Special orders do upset them at McDonald's, and that's when they tell you to pull past the window and wait for your order.
Oh, that's an awful place to be, Buzz.
Here comes trouble.
While Jean was sitting there, a cop pulled up and told her to move on. Maybe he was having a bad day. Because when she told the cop they'd told her to wait there, he demanded her license and registration. When she refused, he pulled the old woman out of the car and cuffed her.
I like rape.
He then took her to the station where she was searched, photographed, and fingerprinted. She was released an hour and a half later with an apology.
I will go till you tell me to stop.
And guys, just be, you, here's what you, you fake your death if you've killed somebody, not just because you don't want to pay your traffic tickets. A man in London went to court pretending to be a friend of the defendant and gave the judge a phony death certificate.
I don't think that's what happened to Heath Ledger.
No, no. It's something different for him.
Hello, these are lots of tickets.
A man in London went to court pretending to be friend of the defendant, gave the judge the phony death certificate. The death certificate was to show the judge that the defendant could not have been guilty because he was already dead. The photos from the speed camera gave him away.
Oh, bollocks.
Bollocks. That means balls.
Ew.
Phony death certificate.
In York, Maine, a couple got pulled over for having a busted taillight. The man tried to talk his way out of trouble by telling the cop his wife was in labor. The cop then escorted the couple to the hospital. Imagine how the cop feels today knowing that the car was stolen and the woman wasn't even pregnant. And finally, American men...
Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
I might be the only one.
Yes?
I don't think that's funny.
Good for you, Don. Good for you.
She wasn't pregnant.
She wasn't pregnant and the car was stolen. You see.
All right.
There Where's the goes. Humor there?
Exactly.
Where is the humor there?
Don't you see?
Finally, American men
You're a drunk driver.
I am right now.
You stop.
You've said enough.
I gotta get a drink. I gotta get out of here soon.
Finally, American men are obsessed with breasts. These days, that includes their own, apparently.
Hi there.
We've told you before about the growing number of men getting chest reduction surgery to do with those unsightly man boobs.
Amen.
But there's also a growing number of men getting chest implants to get those squared off pecs.
Double amen.
The Batman movies get a lot of the credit for this with that chiseled breastplate, but the movie 300 and Abercrombie and Fitch have certainly done their parts as well.
No, I'm getting mine because I want to feed people.
Good for you, Mike.
Thank you.
In the past year, pec implant surgery in this country is up 99%. But with all the oversized mitts in the world, maybe the answer isn't implants, but transplants. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
No. We gotta go.
Cardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
You know what? This is crap.
Yeah, I know.
We're gonna stop this. We're just gonna stop this.
All right, you're right, Phil. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 Want to thank Jim Rome for calling up today.
Thanks a lot, Jimmy.
Jim will be plugging us tonight. I'm sure Synergy's what it's all about. Robbie.
Let's see. Who has changed history in the 20th century?
Up all night.
Lockridge.
This is the Don and Mike Show.